Phase 2. Process. Teaching them the item-by-item thinking required to get their collection buckets empty is perhaps the most critical improvement I have made for virtually all the people I've worked with. You need to ask yourself and answer some critical things about each email, voicemail, memo, or self-generated idea that comes your way. This is the component of action management that forms the basis for your personal organization. As we discuss these important processing questions, feel free to use your own to-do list or a pile of papers from your in-basket and assess a few items. The first question in processing is, what is it? This is not a dumb question. We've talked about stuff, but we haven't discussed what stuff is and what to do about it. For example, many of the items that tend to leak out of our personal organizing systems are amorphous forms that we receive from the government or from our company. Do we actually need to do something about them? And what about that email from Human Resources letting us know that blah blah about the blah blah is now the policy of blah blah? I've unearthed piles of messages in stacks and desk drawers that were tossed there because the client didn't take just a few seconds to figure out what, in fact, the communication or document was really about, which is why the next decision is critical. This next important processing question is it actionable? There are two possible answers for this, yes and no. If the answer is no, there are three possibilities. First, it's trash, no longer needed. Secondly, there's no action needed now, but something might need to be done later, which we call incubate. Or thirdly, the item is potentially useful information that might be needed for something later, which we call reference. These three categories can themselves be managed. We'll get into that in a later section. For now, suffice it to say, you need a trash basket and delete key for trash, a tickler file or calendar for material that's incubating, and a good filing system for reference information. If it's actionable, this is the yes group of items, stuff about which something needs to be done. Typical examples range from an email requesting your participation in a corporate service project on such and such a date, to the notes in your in-basket from your face-to-face meeting with the group vice president about a significant new project. Two things need to be determined about each actionable item. What project or outcome have you committed to, and what's the next action required? If it's about a project, you need to capture that outcome on a projects list. That will be the stake in the ground that reminds you that you have an open loop. A weekly review of that list will bring this item back to you as something that's still outstanding. It will stay fresh and alive in your management system until it is completed or eliminated. And what's the next action? This is the critical question for anything you've collected. The next action is the next physical, visible activity that needs to be engaged in order to move the current reality toward completion. Some examples of next actions might be call Fred about the telephone number for the garage he recommended, draft thoughts for the budget meeting agenda, or research database management software on the web. These are all real physical activities that need to happen. Reminders of these will become the primary grist for the mill of your personal productivity management system. Once you've decided on the next action, you have three options. First, do it. If an action will take less than 2 minutes, it should be done at the moment it is defined. Secondly, delegate it. If the action will take longer than 2 minutes, ask yourself, am I the right person to do this? If the answer is no, delegate it to the appropriate entity. Thirdly, defer it. If the action will take longer than 2 minutes and you are the right person to do it, you will have to defer acting on it until later and track it, meaning keep track of it, on one or more next actions lists.